The first game of 2024 is almost upon us. It's your pre-match warm-up as we look ahead to the Reds hosting Newcastle United on Monday, New Year's Day. It's Ian Ryan, Mo Stewart, John Gibbons, Josh Williams. And we will have a caller, as always. It will be Charlotte Robson. And Josh, what a difference a year makes. Liverpool start 2023 with a 3-1 defeat to Brentford. And then you fast forward 12 months, and at the time Liverpool looked a mile off where you want them to be, but you fast forward that 12 months and now the Reds are sitting pretty at the top of the Premier League. It's some turnaround.
Yeah, I think it's been a mad year, to be honest. I watched Klopp's presser actually on the way here, and he got asked about it and you know, got asked like what's changed, what's been the main reason, and you could tell he was like really reluctant to throw last season's players under the bus, but you could tell he just wanted to say they just didn't run for me last season. They were just shattered. They'd lost the motivation, whatever. And then we come around to this season, it looks like a completely different picture. And I think it sums up, to be honest, you're never really as far away as you think. I think you're always a bit closer, and it's never as bad as you think, and never as good as you think either. Liverpool just fixed their main issue in the summer, midfield department. Get four in, left five go, and we look like a completely different team sitting pretty at the top of the league.
19 games, John, we're absolutely banging it. We're banging. And I agree with what Josh says there in terms of it's probably never as bad, and also sometimes it's never as good as you might think it is. And I think, you know, whilst we are top, it's probably not been perfect. But I also think you see some of the narrative around Arsenal after they've come to Anfield, and everyone's kind of, or a lot of people are singing the praises and saying they're such a good football team. And then you look at Twitter last night, and we were recording this on the Friday the 29th, but you look at Twitter after they've played West Ham, and everyone's completely written them off, and it's one game of football. So that is football in its own kind of essence, I suppose. It can be a bit skewed at times, but one thing is for certain, I don't think a lot of people saw Liverpool kind of maybe sitting top of the Premier League, especially when you think about some of those games, the likes of Brentford, the likes of Wolves. I know the rapper put something out, I think, from the manager just after that Wolves game. It is a journey that probably not many people saw coming.
We've lost two games in the league since that Wolves one. And if you'd have asked me that, I'd have said, what are next two? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's how it felt.